The purpose of this regional enterprise strategy is to try to do more to build our regions. Now, every region is growing employment, and indeed the border region has done well. In Donegal in particular, our agencies have increased employment by 800 in the last 4 years. So there are extra people at work in IDA and Enterprise Ireland companies. But we believe that the region can do better. So we're sitting down with all the stakeholders, you know, the local authorities, the chambers of commerce, the various enterprise sectors, the local enterprise offices, the training boards, the institutes of technology, to identify opportunities and see how we can develop them. We've specifically set aside, as you probably know, 150 million for property solutions. We'll be building an advanced facility already underway in Letterkenny, another plan for Sligo. And we will also be having a competitive call. So groups who form with good ideas can compete for money to bring those ideas to a reality. So this, we believe, is the best way. It's bottom-up regional enterprise planning, and we're looking forward to today's meeting.
You mentioned Letterkenny, you mentioned Sligo Town, but what about rural areas? They're the areas that are really struggling in the northwest. What's the government doing to bring jobs to rural areas?
Well, of course, we have our enterprise centres, which are scattered all around the various towns, and you know they have been important locations to develop new startups. We believe that you know more can be done in that area, and we would like to see initiatives that you know perhaps form a collaboration between such an enterprise centre and maybe the Institute of Technology. So new businesses that are forming could have access to technical support, marketing support, you know, the different areas that could usefully be developed to make those centres stronger. Perhaps some centres, a very interesting case in Drumshanbo, where a food hub has been developed in a disused manufacturing facility, brought together FOSS, what was FOSS, now Sullis, along with a number of startups, and created a really exciting food hub. So we're looking for fresh ideas that could be built off the strengths of each region. So the best way to find those aren't in Kildare Street or Merrion Street. They're going to be in Donegal, in Sligo, in Leitrim, and those are the people we want to meet today.
And Minister, a number of opposition TDs here in County Donegal have often said that the IDA don't bring enough jobs to County Donegal. Can you guarantee that there will be more jobs brought to this county in the future?
Well, I think the opposition TDs are wrong. I'm just looking at the figures here in front of me. 758 extra jobs in IDA companies in the last 4 years. That's an increase of over 40% in employment in IDA companies. And on top of that, we've invested in a new advanced facility in the county. So I think that's showing a very high level of commitment by the IDA. If we could get, you know, other sectors to be growing at 40%, we would be well on our way. So I think we need to build on all of our strengths, not just the IDA element, which is doing well. And, you know, I'm working with Joe McHugh and Dinny McGinley in the constituency, and we're trying to see where are the areas that perhaps have been untapped. I think that's the advantage of this sort of consultative process. We identify areas of real opportunity, and I know there are groups forming who have exciting ideas, and I think the competitive call will hopefully allow them to bring ideas to the state where they're realised and start to deliver employment on the ground.